He said he had a perfect intro. I thought it was going to be a song about radon or radiation or something like that.
Well, we'll do that to Clemson, right?
Hey, I'm not saying anything. I'll share my pregame predictions that I shared with my... I got a cousin in Louisiana, Arsenal, that we always send each other our game predictions. I'll share it afterwards, but I'm not sharing it beforehand.
Well, Rosie and I had a discussion about this last week. I mean, I don't think it's going to be a cakewalk for the Tigers.
Nope.
One word, Dabo.
Yep.
Dabo.
I'm confident LSU's talent on the field can beat the Clemson team. Team against team. I don't think LSU is beatable. And I know that sounds arrogant, but they've proven it this year. Even in bowl games where there's a seven-point spread, they win by, what, 31 points?
27.
And could have done more. I mean,
pulled Joe out, in third quarter.
Yeah. So I don't think team against team anybody can beat us this year. And so it makes it very easy to be an LSU fan. But the question is, can they outcoach us? And I just think the world of Dabo Swinney. I think the world of Ogeron, but Dabo scares me. He's an incredible coach, very innovative, good man, right to the marrow of his bones, just like Ed, just like Big Ed O. But I wish we were playing against a different coach.
Well, we'll know Monday night. We'll have a new college football national champion.
We do have home field advantage.
Yes, we do, man.
That's pretty important.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm.
So Alpha Energy Laboratories, it looks like they're very smartly trying to rebrand themselves to Dr. Home Air as the company out of Carrollton, Texas, that makes radon test equipment. You can order off their website. And yeah, there is a cost. It jumps. There's one specifically for water that's $30. And then there's a long-term and a short-term kit that they have.
Will we put that link on our podcast?
Mom's working on it.
Okay, good. So that'd be a good way to find it. And there are test kits that you can buy at the big box stores. Just so you know that.
And I would check and see. I don't know if it's sold by this Alpha Energy Laboratories, which is that's the only one Bob at Arizona Foundation
Solutions
will
use.
That's
good to know. That's good to know.
If there's got to be a reason for it, he works with us day in and day out. If he's got this one specific one, there's a very strong reason for it.
Hey, before we sign off, I want to thank everyone who has called in today. Jennifer's been very busy on the phone, texted in with her questions, reached out to us during the week, and given us your homeowner questions, dilemmas, or challenges. That's what we're here for, Rosie on the House, to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. And occasionally, we come and we're asked to test things all the time. That's how we started our e-commerce store. And I tell you what, this new tool that you're featuring right now, this Danek Hook stainless steel.
Oh, those are awesome.
They are so handy.
Made in America.
They're the kind of thing you wish you'd have had 50 years ago. I mean, I'm going to keep a dozen of these in my truck with, a 40-foot length of 5/8 rope, and you can literally tie anything down. They are so versatile. I don't know where you ended up finding these. Was it, again, something somebody sent us and said, we want you to test them?
I don't know specifically where we stumbled across that one, because we have so many different sources that our products come from. And I send them all to Jen and say, all right, let's get a test, find out if it passes our standard, because we have certain specifics on what kind of products we'll carry. And then we always get a few sample ones tested out and then decide. So by the time we actually list a tool on our e-store item, it's been 6 to 8 months since we originally saw it or identified it as, this is a good potential.
Tying down quads on the trailer, tying down loads in the back of your truck, tying down. I mean,
it was originally
every boat should have about six of these.
That was the original invention.
Is it really?
Was tying a boat off onto a dock.
Man. Well, you can find it at rosieonthehouse.com. under Quick Links, it's the new product of the week called a Danic Hook. Order yourself a couple. Go pick yourself up some nice 3/8 or 5/8 inch braided rope, and you'll be prepared for anything.
Have a caller circling the parking lot, Romy, that Casa Grande Home Show. Can you tell me the building?
Promenade behind the In-N-Out Burger.
Just behind. Okay.
North side of the In-N-Out Burger.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. And then we mentioned it earlier, and I want to get this in before we wrap up. Texter called. Texted in. They didn't call. And said, question, you've perfected super cooling. Is there such thing as super heating? And the answer to that is no. For people in lower elevations, Phoenix, Tucson, Casa Grande, on a heat pump, we use so little energy trying to heat our home to our standard that there isn't worth it. And then if you're trying to do that, if you're on natural gas, if you've got a tank outside, you know, well, you'll know the time it's when you buy that. It's more important on when you buy and fill up that tank than it is how much you're using, because it's a hard cost.
It's a matter of using the electricity when it's the cheapest. Now, if you're interested in superheating, in supercooling, you don't have to invest any money. It's just a strategy. It's a tactic. You do it. But north of the rim in the cold country, you can superheat, but it takes an investment in an internal catalytic converter heater that heats itself during the cheap period, and then it blows air over itself during the expensive period. They're catalytic heaters. It takes an investment in a product, but you can do it.
And in the desert, like you said, super cooling works because you're using electricity when it's the cheapest, and you're heating your home at night off peak already. So you're already super heating.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.